Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's Joanna. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so happy for us to be together on this call today. So let's take a moment or two and get centered and settled. So wherever you are, I invite you to close your eyes. Feel the ground beneath you. Sense into the earth beneath that. And allow yourself to be supported by the earth beneath you. Giving permission for some of the energy that you've been holding in your mental space, in your head, in your brain, to begin to move downward into the earth. Giving permission for any energy that's gotten caught up in your muscles from clinging, from clenching, from holding on too tight. Give permission for some of that energy to be released and to move through your body into the connection that you're making with the ground beneath you. Allowing for some more flow. Allowing for some more connection to the earth. To the ground. Allowing for some more spaciousness and openness. And as you connect with your energy and your body in this way, I invite you to attune to the sun and the earth on this very auspicious day, on this day of Lammas, which through many cultures and many millennia has been known as the first harvest. As the moment where the earth begins to cross the threshold from growing and working and nurturing and growing the seeds and the sprouts and the plants, where it crosses the threshold into beginning to harvest, into the beginning of celebrating all that's been created, into being in appreciation and gratitude for all of the work that has yielded and not yielded. And so no matter how you're feeling in this moment about the harvest or celebrating or not, I invite you to attune to that incredible earth energy that's available to you right now to help lead and guide the way so that you can maybe a little bit or maybe a lot step into energy, an energy of appreciation, appreciating the big pieces, appreciating the little things in your life and in your business. I'm taking a moment to breathe in and be in that energy. Allowing your heart and your soul to settle on one thing in your life and your business that you would like to appreciate today? Settle on one thing that you would like to focus some appreciation on, that you would like to experience appreciation with. And take a moment to breathe into that. Notice how your body feels. If you really give the act of appreciation your full attention, notice how your body feels as you give the act of appreciation your full attention. Notice if things open or shift or soften or move inside of you. Together, we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. So, breathing in, and then allowing your eyes to flutter open, bringing yourself fully present to our time together today. Wonderful. So, as is sometimes expected in August, it looks like we're not all here today, which I want to use to our advantage. I want to really make this call interactive and really have it serve your needs, really get your needs met. We're going to be jumping in to the topic of preview presentations and calls to action and really getting into the nitty-gritties of them. Before we do that, though, I want to remind you guys that next week, next Tuesday, from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Eastern, you've got your copy workshop with Jess Grippo. So that's 90 minutes where you have space to really put time on your business and really devote and dedicate to copy and to writing what is ready to be written, and to doing it with joy, to enjoy the process, and also effectively. And I want to just check in, because I know our last copy workshop with Jess, some of you really loved it, and then others of you wanted some shifts. So I just want to spend just a couple of minutes, not too long, but just any like, if there are any constructive pieces that you want to let me know in terms of, like, what you want to have happen next week or what you need in order to create the copy that you want, what kind of support would be really helpful for you, I'd love to just hear that right now. And I'm doing this in community because I'm hoping that most of you will set the intention to be there, really use that time and space in ways that are going to support your business. So star two, if you could just let me know just what you're really wanting to get out of that time and what kind of support you feel you need around your copy right now. And I can pass that on to Jess. Anybody got anything there? That's okay if you don't. I want to make it as tailored to you as I possibly can. So anything around that anybody needs or wants me to know for next week? All right. Well, I'll trust then that I'll know what to tell Jess for next week, which I will. Okay. So, preview presentations and calls to action. So, I wanted for us to take a look at preview presentations and calls to action today, because as I really look at everybody in our circle, in the sacred circle, and where each of you are at and where your businesses are at, whether you are consistently doing preview presentations or whether you haven't really done any yet at all or taken a break from them, you know, whatever it is for you, as I've been looking and tracking each of you, I feel very strongly that this is an area that if you are willing to work on and commit to and become more and more masterful at, and you just like with anything else in business, it's like it's a process of mastery. I'm always evolving in my preview presentations and calls to action. But as I'm really taking a look at each of your businesses, particularly right now, I really sense that this is a vital, vital area that if you were to really put focus and attention and energy here, it would help you co-create results that you're really wanting to create for yourself and your business. A preview presentation, I know all of you know this, but just so that we're all on the same page, when I say preview presentation, what I mean is a talk, a lecture, a workshop, either in person or virtual, that is free or very at a lower price point, that is meant to help you really share your sacred message, really share valuable information and experiences that will impact your audiences and help them shift and grow and transform, really give them a lot of value. And then through doing all of that, it will allow you to draw people in. I think for everybody on this call, really what it is draw people into an enrollment conversation with you. And it's not that you're just, that's just going to magically happen out of thin air. That's where the calls to action come in. They're an opportunity to make a call to action. And this is a strategy that I still, after all of these years, use consistently in my business. This is a strategy that still, after all of these years, is one of the most effective marketing practices that I use in my business. And if you are on this call and in Soulful Leader Intensive, I can tell you without a doubt that for you, it is one of the most effective marketing tools you can employ as well. That's not the case for every single entrepreneur out there. It's not the case for people that are selling, you know, just straight up information products or selling anything that's very surface oriented or selling or have the kinds of personalities that aren't about creating intimacy with the people that they're going to work with. But if you are someone who is soul-centered, if you are someone who is selling a service that is transformational for the people that participate in it, if you are someone who is who is a relationship person, who your business is based on relationships, who you like to relate to people, if you are those things, then you want to have a space, a vehicle, a container where people can connect in an easy way, right? So that's why free or very low cost, where people can pretty easily connect deeply with you, connect more deeply with who you are, with your energy, with your sacred message, with your thought leadership, with why you're here to serve and support. If you're in this program, I know without a doubt that you're someone who does really, really well when you connect more closely with people. It's not that you can't do well on the internet and funnels and Facebook and all of that. You absolutely can. But I know that if you're here, preview presentations are really like they have the ability to be a really strong, strong point for you, a really effective tool. And I want to use our time today to help each of you really get what you need so that you can feel more confident in your preview presentations and calls to action, so that your preview presentations and calls to action can be more effective, so that they can yield more enrollment conversations for you, so that they can yield more ideal prospects for you, so that they can help you create more visibility. And as you know, or if you don't know, I'll tell you now, I have a number of trainings on preview presentations and calls to action. And you, as part of this program, you have access to the training library. There are easily three or four trainings where I go through each of the nuts and bolts of how to create a preview presentation, how to create a call to action. We go through all of that. My intention for this call is not necessarily to review what you've already got in those recordings, although, of course, if like certain pieces are needed to review, we'll absolutely do that, and I know that that will serve. But because you already have a ton of information from me in your recording library, what my intention for this call is for really to be a mastermind call to really hone in and troubleshoot or expand, you know, the areas that need looking at, or expand on the areas that are already strong that need more strengthening. My intention is to make today's call as personalized and relevant as possible for each of you, so that you can walk away with exactly what you need to have the confidence, the inspiration, and the know-how to create effective preview presentations. So all that being said, it was so wonderful to get responses from those of you. I know I posted kind of late. I didn't give you much time. But you know, for those of you that responded around what your questions are, it kind of echoed some pieces I was already sensing into for sure. But it was great to get that feedback. And we're going to go into all of the pieces that you mentioned and more. And if you didn't get a chance to post, no worries, we're going to really get into it today. And as I said earlier, because we're a smaller group, we can really leverage the small group to get you each what you need. So what I would love to do is start out. I really want to hear no more than maybe 45 seconds from each of you, but I'm going to call on each of you, and I want to hear quickly, 45 seconds or under, where you're at with presentations and CTAs and what you need most, like what your biggest question is. So, Michelle, I'm going to start with you, and I'm taking you off mute, so you can just go ahead and share.
Okay. Thanks, Joanna. I think this is part of just the experience of doing it, but the art of just saying a little bit, and I know you actually gave me that feedback personally, so I'm always interested in a magic formula for editing myself just to say what I need to say in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, beautiful. Good. We will get to that for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great. Marnie, I just took you off mute.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. For me, it is the timing of where to put my CTA and how to get it to flow more, just more naturally.
Yeah. Beautiful. Great. Wendy, you're off mute.
Hi. I think I've struggled with the same thing for a long time, and I would say it's really that fear of appearing salesy and rushing through it to, like, get back to the content. Like, it's...
Yeah, because you get scared of being salesy, then you rush through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I've so been there, done that. I hear you. We're going to get into that. Awesome. Leora Tech.
Joanna Lindenbaum. I don't even know. Like, I guess, like probably being more sure that I, convincing myself, like, remember when Wendy used to be like, I don't really have to do ECs or something. I think I'm a little bit like that with this. Like,
with
not really,
mm-hmm.
but a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really doing it. So I guess putting my other foot into the camp of, like, being serious about doing it.
Yeah, actually doing it. And I know that you wrote on the Facebook group that you get a little bit embarrassed to give a workshop and then ask for people to invest, so that probably has a lot to do with it, right?
And also not being, like, really systematic about scheduling things that are going to have a CTA in them to lead to other things, you know?
Mm, yeah. Okay. Good. I think probably a lot of it has to do with that fear about the CTA, which is holding up the block, but we'll take a look at that. Good. Felicia.
Well, I just did one this last weekend, so I did a lot of debriefing with Marcy. She may have written a book about it and already sent it to you, but I think the key thing, to keep this under 45 seconds, the key thing, I blitzed at the CTA part. I think I did a good job of weaving it into my presentation, which is something I forgot to tell Marcy, so there will be an addendum to this book. But I blitzed it when I actually got to that part.
Yeah.
I did say something, but not everything I wanted to say.
Why do you think that happened?
Well, there was an external reason.
Okay.
There was a point where I was like, the
got it.
Where I just didn't understand what was
outside.
Going on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Good. We will look at that for sure. Thank you. Perdice.
Hi. Two things. One is usually timing. Like, I don't always end up needing enough time for my CTA. And then the other piece is I haven't really done a preview presentation directly related to what I'm CTAing. I have for Reiki, and that works out well. But if you think about, you know, a lot of my preview presentations are under like doing a mediumship event, and then I talk about my healer thing at the end. It's a disjoint. So I'm open to possibly doing a preview presentation related to the actual healer program and then doing a CTA for that. So that's something that's been on my mind.
Okay, beautiful. That's great. Okay, good. Marcy, is that you or Amelia that I just took off mute? 703, ending with 5465. I feel like you both have the same area code.
Yeah, that's me, Marcy.
That's you. Okay. All right, I'll skip over you. Tammy.
Hi.
Hi.
You can hear me, right? Okay. I think part of it is I don't always have something necessarily lined up to get into. Like, I've created some, like, classes that are kind of, like, warm-ups to what I eventually want to create, like, a larger thing. So I've been, like, doing, like, some, like, talk about it, but I feel like I don't necessarily have something to jump into just yet. But on the occasions that I have done one and I have, like, something to talk about, I mean, you've talked about it a lot, about it coming from, like, inside versus it being a sales thing, so I've worked on that, but like some other people have said, just feeling like I'm selling something. I mean, I'm working on it, but it's definitely still, I feel like, you know, here I am asking them to, like, join this thing. So definitely a piece of that.
Okay, good. That's a theme today. We'll look at that. In terms of the lineup, you know, that's a business model question that I do at some point. I think you're ripe for looking at some business model. We're not going to look at it today, but I think you're ripe for some business model looking at. So just want to throw that out there. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah.
And that's a good thing. It's a growth. When you're ready to look at business model again, it means you're in a growth. So it's good. Okay. I'm going to guess that this is Maureen that I just took off mute. 1418.
Yep, that's me. Hi.
Hi.
I have not done any preview presentations, so I'm here to listen and learn. I'm not really sure how to formulate one, how to do it, how to conduct it, so I'm just interested in learning more.
Yeah, great. So we'll look at some of that today. I would really recommend, Marcy can give you the exact recording so you don't have to, like, look through, but I'd actually recommend listening to one of the basic trainings on preview presentations. You'll definitely get pieces today in inspiration and desire. I see it as something that, for you, Maureen, could be such a beautiful addition to what you're already doing. It doesn't have to be big, large scale. I wouldn't do it online for you, but for you to find some spaces in person with some smaller, more intimate groups to give them, you know, to give a talk on one of the pieces that you're really brilliant at, that you have a lot of insight into, I think would be just a really beautiful marketing tool for you. So I want you to listen in today and learn from that lens. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Awesome. Okay, this is Amelia.
Hello. Yes, 571. So I'm a total beginner at this. I haven't had one. I've had one Tupperware party. And I have a preview presentation in 22 days.
Oh,
so I have one coming
great.
Up.
Yeah, good.
So, right. Yeah, so it's great, and I feel a little bit like I'm in one of those dreams where I have the test and I haven't studied. But it's all good. So two things today is I want to avoid being overwhelmed, so I want to keep it simple, and I heard someone else talking about limiting content and – you know, being very intentional about what you do, but don't go too far. But anyway, so I'm in nervous laughter mode about what I'm going to be doing in 22 days.
Mm, great. Good. Hopefully.
Yeah, thanks.
You'll still be laughing by the end of the call, but maybe a little less nervous. Good. Tara.
Yeah, forgive the background sound. I'm going to to Newark right now, but my question would be if there's any, like, I have listened to the modules, but if there's any, like, evolution in your thinking around CTAs, or if there's just been anything that's, like, the next iteration since the recordings, particularly around CTA. I would be interested in that piece.
Yeah, great. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Beautiful. I think this is maybe Maureen, but I'm not sure. 5089, last four numbers.
Oh, that's me. This is Gwen.
Oh, Gwen. I never recognize your number. Hi, Gwen.
Hi. I came on the call a little bit late, but what I'm gathering is that we're telling you what we'd like to learn and grow about preview
yep.
presentations.
Yep. Just real quick, like what you really need by way of preview presentations.
So two things, the totally the selling, feeling like I'm selling when it comes to that, like, final call to action. Somebody said, you know, I'm good at embedding it, but then I think my being really shifts at the end. And then also something that I call, like, laying planks. I'm good at high elevation, like, this is what we're talking about and this is where we're going, the destination, and also good at the, like, so that people are following and processing as we get.
Yeah, great.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, that does. Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Inbal, I know you came on late, but if you know in this moment just what you need around preview presentations and CTAs.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this, and what Gwen said is that I don't think that I'm so great at seeding, and then I feel like it kind of like it doesn't flow from like what I'm doing. So then it feels like, okay, and now I'm going to tell you guys about, now I'm going to do the CTA. So there's no flow, and I saw someone posted that on Facebook, and yeah, and in a way, it still feels like Leora Tech mentioned that. It feels like it comes out of the blue, and then it's like, yeah, we just had this, like, intimate gathering, and now I'm going to sell you something.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
And sorry to be late.
That's okay. Thank you for sharing that. So this is so good. It's so good to look at this together as a community, because just already, as hopefully you guys can see, there's so many threads, you know, and similarities and themes in what so many of you are sharing. And where I think I really want to start is here. It has to do with kind of the evolution piece. There's a couple of evolutionary pieces. I'm going to start with this one evolution piece Tara was asking about, because I think it relates a lot to some of the fear of being salesy that so many of you have, or feeling like it's not organic to go from the preview presentation into the call to action. And that's that, you know, at this point, right, like 5 years ago even 3 years ago, there still weren't that many people doing preview presentations for this purpose, right, this purpose of moving people along, bringing them more into your business model, more into working with you. And so, you know, up until a couple years ago, up until kind of recently, actually, the big thing, or, you know, like the way that people would do it, the big trend would be to skim information, to not, you know, to give different pointers, almost like dangling a carrot, right? Like, the three keys to a better relationship. And then in an hour's time, you would mention what each of those three keys were, but not really go deep into helping people with those keys. And what I have found for myself, and, you know, as I've been supporting clients through preview presentations lately is that because the industry has been so saturated, people, they're looking to call bullshit, right? They're looking for, oh, I didn't really get that much out of it. They're more sensitive to that. And it's not that they can't derive a lot of value from that old way of doing it. There's a ton of value in giving the three keys and making people even aware that they have this gap and that these are the three places to work on. There's so much value in it. I still really believe in that. But what I have really noticed and what I've been doing for myself, and it's supported the presentations as well as me not feeling as salesy, because believe it or not, I go there too. I don't ever want to come off as too salesy. So what's really supported all of that is actually to give more in the preview presentation. So where I've been going lately with my preview presentations is actually to go deep into what I'm teaching, to give as much value as I can in what I'm teaching, to not worry about, did I give too much? Because the truth is that someone can receive so much from an hour or hour and a half or whatever it is, preview presentation with you. But of course we know that if they work with you privately or in your small group coaching program or your mastermind, whatever it is, they're going to receive some more. You don't have to worry that you're giving away too much. So that's a really big shift in how things had been done up until really, really very recently. And this is an attitude that I take in all of my marketing. I actually want to try to give away for free as much as I can. Now, when I say as much as I can, I don't mean my time. Like, I'm not going to give a lot of my time away for free. But in terms of really rich and deep content, I want to give a full experience. I want to give a transformational experience. I don't want to leave people feeling so full that they don't feel like they need anything more in that moment, like that the full transformation has happened and then that's it. They don't need to step into anything else. That actually wouldn't be serving my business. And it wouldn't be serving the people, because, of course, nobody's going to get a full transformation in an hour's time with other people on the call or in the room, right? If that's just kind of like a parlor trick that can happen, they really do need much more. So I don't want to leave them with that feeling, but I do want to leave them with this feeling of, wow, I just received a lot of value. That was really worth my time. I really loved what that woman had to say, and I really loved her energy. I really loved the ways that she said it, the ways that she presented it, the ways that she created the experience. I really feel connected to her, and I would like to feel more connected to her. I have found for myself that the more that I give in a preview presentation, the less weird or salesy it feels to make the actual call to action. because I don't have to worry at all that I've wasted anyone's time on a commercial, an extended commercial. I don't have to worry that I held back and did any switcheroo on anyone. I don't have to worry that I didn't already give a lot of value. And when I do that, when I give a lot of value, I know that whatever the call to action is truly and fully and authentically, simply an extension of what I've already given. It is simply and truly and fully an invitation to step even more deeply and swim in the waters that I've already generously laid out for the people that are in the room or in the virtual room. The other thing that can really support this feeling of, oh, it feels jarring, it doesn't flow, it's coming out of the blue, is I really let people know up front that I'm going to be sharing with them about how they can dive more deeply into the waters, that I'm going to be mentioning it, and that when we near towards the end, I'm going to be giving a lot of information about it for those that would like more information. I actually, at the beginning of the preview presentation, share that. It's not the very first thing that I share, but a couple of minutes into it, I let people know we're going to cover so much in this workshop today. There's so much that we're going to look at. There's so much that you're going to receive. And there are going to be some people in the room that are going to want more. There are going to be some people in the room that are going to want to go deeper, that are going to want to learn more, that are going to want to explore more, that are going to want more accountability. And for those people, I will be mentioning and sharing about an opportunity that I have to be able to do that. Right? So if I just let them know up front, and I know that I'm giving a lot of value, that I'm sharing within that presentation information and experiences that are going to be impactful, then it allows me to feel so much less weird around making the call to action. So lots more to say and look at, but I want to pause here because those were some big points and big pieces that I just shared, and I want to hear what's moving through you and what you're seeing for yourself so far, or what you want to fight me on, or where the resistance is coming. So what are you seeing? What are you learning? What's moving through you? And where is there some resistance? Inbal, and it's star 2 to raise your hand. Inbal. Are you there, Inbal? I took
yes.
you off mute. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, and I accidentally put myself on mute. So I like the idea of telling people in advance that you'll be sharing an opportunity and that there'll be people who, you know, who will want more. I like that setup. Yeah, and then there was one thing that, that I kind of want to challenge on is that I'm kind of like, well, can I really do this in a class of like, you know, 60 minutes or 90 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, like around like, yeah, kind of how to be sure that I'm giving like the value and just that balance between like giving a lot of value but not giving everything away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a good question. So first thing that's really important to note is that the people that are signing up for your preview presentation are really smart people They're not dummies. They totally understand that there's just so much that can happen within 60 minutes, right? They're not expecting the full, right? They get it. Like, it's 60 minutes. And they're also not dummies. Like, they also get that they're signing up for something that's free or pretty low cost. They get that, like, that they know what they're stepping into, right?
Mm-hmm.
There might be a random person here or there that doesn't, but generally they do. And then to take that further, so then the next thing, again, is it's so much about pre-framing, right? You've heard me say a number of times in the facilitator training, an ounce of pre-framing is worth a pound of reframing. So pre-framing in this case is saying, like, there's so much that I'm going to give you in this hour, and also it's just an hour, right? So then from there, in terms of finding the balance, and I think I'm hearing, tell me if I'm getting this right, like a little bit of a fear. So like a little bit of a fear of you're not going to give enough, and then people are going to be upset. But then also a fear about what if I give too much, right?
Yeah.
So what I want you to consider, tell me how this lands for you, is that the fear of giving too much in an hour is actually related to the fear of feeling like you only have so much to give. And if you really give fully for an hour, there's nothing else there. That's all I got. But that's actually not true at all.
Yeah. Yeah, another channel for not enough.
Yeah, yeah, good. I'm so glad you brought that forward because I know that's on everybody's mind. So good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Marnie, you're up.
I don't know if you could hear it, but like the light bulb just went ding 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 ding. What went off for me was it's like foreshadowing in a book, in a movie. Mm-hmm. The whole idea is you're just kind of giving like a little hint, a little clue, but you're saying it, and people know, okay, so they know what to expect at the end, or they know they're gonna get there's something coming.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So then there's
no surprise.
You've set the stage.
Right.
It's natural, right? There's nothing unnatural or unorganic about it. Not to mention that whatever the call to action is going to stem 100% from all that you've been stirring up and giving and creating through the presentation.
I'm not quite there yet with that it's natural at the end, but I see where you're going. So I'm open for it.
Good. Okay, good. Hopefully we'll get there.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Wendy.
So I think I really like the foreshadowing and just kind of naming it. I think that's something I can really start to use in my presentations. So I'll tell you one of the things that kind of trips me up. 90% of when I'm speaking to a group is paid. 10%, you know, people show up for free. And I get this feeling like when someone pays for me, it's harder for me to do that.
Yeah. Yep. So what would you need to know in order to feel like you can give what you're giving in the whatever they've paid for? And also be able to let them know that there's more. What would you need to know? What belief would you have to operate out of, or what would you need to know in order to hold both?
I guess the belief is serving those people who need to be further served.
Mm-hmm. So talk more about that.
And not, you know, closing them off when they truly do need more than you may not know it yet.
So if somebody
giving them,
go ahead.
Not cutting that opportunity off, I guess.
Yeah. Good. So I'll tell you what I'm hearing and what you're saying and tell me if this is accurate and if it lands for you. If somebody pays however much money they pay for a four-week class or you know, however long the class is, you bet, you know, you absolutely 100%, you are going to give them as much as you can give for that 100, 200, you know, the 4 weeks, whatever it is, however much they've paid, you're going to over-deliver, which I know that you do.
Yeah.
They are going to get every cent worth and more. And there are some people in that room that are going to need more than that.
Yeah.
And there's just no way you can give it to them in those 4 weeks. It's just not possible. Not to mention that's not what they signed up for. That's not what they asked for to begin with. But by the time they're done with you, if they need it and they're self-aware, that's what they're going to want next.
Okay.
So my sense for you, Wendy, is also in addition to what you've shared, is you knowing that what you are giving them for what they paid for is totally 100% so valuable and totally worth what they paid for.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I know that at the core. I know that. It's way over-delivered.
Yeah. And I want you to go with this, like, foreshadowing or pre-framing. I want you to tell them that in the beginning. I want you to tell them I go above and beyond. That is what everybody tells me. You're going to get so much from this course. You're going to get things from this course that you didn't even know you needed to get.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go through so much, but I also really want to share that there's so much I can give you in 4 weeks, but it's not the full enchilada because parenting is an art that is a process that takes time and practice.
Mm-hmm.
And getting into the nuances of. So I will give you as much as I can over these 4 weeks, more than you ever could have expected. But for some of you, you're really going to want to step more into that art and into that process and into those nuances. And I'll share with you, you know, when the time is right, what that could look like.
Okay. I'm just scribbling.
Yeah, I was just thinking you have the recording to come back to if you need it.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, good.
Good.
I have to look.
Good. Okay. Perdis.
So I just want to share that I'm really glad that you did this because it's helped me get inspired. I've kind of this summer I've been burnt out, I have to say, for the past like 5 weeks or 4 weeks. I feel like I've been doing some things, but then I kind of stopped. And I'm now really wanting this week to get more than ever back on track. So for me, I get very excited, but then I'm a little overwhelmed because I'm going, okay, because I get very caught up in like the details of things. Okay, am I going to do it like in a phone call situation? If I do it in a phone call situation, do I do it like Joanna does it where you have people raise hands? Am I going to allow people to participate? Am I going to just make it like a full-on lecture and that's it? You know, so for me, I get a little overwhelmed, as I said, and I start thinking a lot about the details of exactly how it gets executed. And how am I going to get word out? Am I going to do an Instagram and Facebook? Like, this is what starts to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, so what I'm hearing in what you're saying, and this is something a little bit related to what one of the pieces Leora Tech was bringing up, is being systematic in how you do
mm-hmm.
it. And this is important for everybody. So I almost never just like, you know, go by the seat of my pants. When it comes to a preview presentation, I really, you know, there's no such thing as perfection. I don't want to get caught in the myth of perfection with preview presentations, but I actually don't want to do them half-assed either. If you're doing a preview presentation, it is a moment to blueprint. So it is a moment to blueprint out how you're going to promote it, how you're going to position it, what you're going to say in it, and then how you're going to follow up from it. And to really, you know, work with Marcy and work with me and create a plan around it so that you don't have to get overwhelmed. Because in the moment, you're not going to be like, oh, should I do an Instagram about this or shouldn't I? Or, you know, should they raise their hands or not?
Right.
It's planned out and then dealt out over an appropriate amount of time so that it's not an overwhelming amount to do either in too short a period of time.
Okay. And just one more quick thing. I also noticed, too, that I started to get actually fearful that it would be successful. So there was an inner peace where I actually got very scared about the possibility that there are going to be more people in this program than I'm prepared to take on. So there was like a little bit of fear of success coming in as well. I'm going, oh my God. So, yeah.
Good. Good. I'm glad you can see that and that that's where you're blocking some of the energy, right? And that's a place
totally.
Where you can work. Good.
Yeah.
So let's move further and address, you know, continue to just address some of the pieces that that you guys are wanting to work through. So you know, I feel like we've already spoken a little bit about saying too much or knowing how much to say, but let me talk a little bit more about that. So what I want you to do is give a lot, talk about fewer things, but go more deeply into them. Talk about fewer things, but go more deeply into them. Again, not that you're giving the full experience. We don't want to give the full experience, right? I do want to keep on making that point, but I want you to give a lot. If you feel like your presentation is an hour, but you have 90 minutes worth of things to say, I don't want you to cut the depth out. I want you to cut the breadth out. Stay deep. Don't go as wide. If you are someone that tends to be very wordy, I recommend just for the first time actually writing out everything that you want to say. So oftentimes for preview presentations, I will actually script them out start to finish and edit heavily so that there is only information in there that is relevant and important and necessary to either giving value or to shepherding people towards my call to action. Don't have anything that doesn't apply to the main focus. Now, when I say go deeper, I don't necessarily mean go more technical, right? And I think, Michelle, I'm saying that specifically for you because you have so much technical information in your mind. You don't need to get more technical. I would take actually like a, you know, probably a bit of the technical pieces out, but go deep with the material so that people can see and become aware more and more and more. In terms of timing, you want the call to action to not go at the very end when people are already a little bit starting to tune out, they're becoming more conscious of time, of what they are doing next. You, whether it's in person or over the phone, no matter how long it is, you want to put your call to action somewhere around two-thirds of the way or three-quarters of the way through, so that it's at a moment where people can really receive it, where they can really take it in, where they know you're still going to be sharing more information after it. You want to let them know. I always let people know before I go into a call to action, we still have to cover X and Y, but first I want to share this with you. Though we still have to cover X and Y are very much about there's still a lot more value here beyond just learning about this opportunity, so hang on. There is more here. But if you put it at the very end, again, people will tune out. It's much more effectively placed two-thirds to three-quarters of the way through. This is something that I've mentioned before, but it's something that I want to share because I've been really going even more deeply into it in my own calls to action, and that's I speak the truth in those calls to action. Like, I mean, you guys know me. I'm always being as authentic as I can possibly be. I'm always being as vulnerable as I can possibly be. I'm always speaking the truth as I see it as much as I possibly can. But I see calls to action as this invitation from me to do even more of that, to choose my words and have the energy that is behind my words come even more from the heart than regularly. Be even more heartfelt, be even more authentic, and be even more passionate. Because a call to action is a moment where, you're not like you're selling like a used car salesman, but you're selling in that moment. You are. It just is. You are. But that doesn't have to be a dirty thing. The way to make it not dirty is to sink into your heart, to speak from your heart, speak from your passion, to speak from what you know to be true. Don't say anything that you don't believe 100% in your call to action. Don't say anything that may even questionably be untruthful in your call to action. Don't say anything that is not 100% authentic to you in your call to action. The more that you can be a heart-centered truth speaker in your call to action, the less salesy it is going to feel and the more inspiring and authentic it is going to land for people. So Felicia brought up this piece about when things shift last moment, if you know there's a hosting organization maybe and you thought you were going to speak for 90 minutes but you only have 60 minutes, or you know, whatever it is, sometimes those kind of last minute changes can happen. I've had technical snafus. I've had things where the hosting organization, very last minute, they said there's going to be X amount of people in the room, but there's Y amount of people in the room, or all of a sudden you can't mention this, or whatever it is, right? Whatever it is for you, for me sometimes it's like you can't light a candle, or whatever the thing is, these last minute discombobulations, or they don't have to be discombobulations, but this change of plan just is sometimes going to happen. And I know how that they can be discombobulating. And what I want to share about that is that you always have the choice to take an extra minute and collect yourself and get regrounded and find your center and make the best decisions that you can about how you want to shift things based on the information you've been given. So if it's an in-person event and something happens last minute, I highly, highly, highly recommend telling the person that's going to introduce you or the organizers or whatever, say, okay, I get this thing has shifted, no problem. I actually just need to go to the bathroom right now, or I need to step outside just for 2 minutes to, you know, just so, because I want to deliver the best thing that I can for your people, and I just need to reorient around this for a moment, and they can just let the crowd know, you know, another 2 minutes or whatever it is. If it's online and, you know, it's just you, there's not another host, you know, whatever it is, you can literally tell the group, I have so much to give you. I'm so excited for this. I need an extra 60 seconds. Something just came up last minute, and I just need to shift something so I can give you exactly what you need. Right? Again, just the more you can speak the truth, the more you can just say what is, the better it's going to be. Last week, I was leading the ritual and facilitator, the master ritual and facilitator training program, and I started leading an exercise. It was this very energetic, supposed to be this very energetic exercise, and it just, it didn't go the right way. Like, we got, I don't know, 30 seconds into it, and it just wasn't, I could tell it wasn't going to go where I wanted it to go. And so I actually said to the women, let's stop. I need a do-over. I didn't set the foundation in the way that I wanted to. We need to start this from the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning of this exercise. And then it turned out fine. It turned out beautifully. But if I hadn't taken the moment to pause, to reset myself, to reset my energy, it would have been just would have gotten off track in ways that wouldn't have worked well. So you always get to take that moment to find your center, to make different decisions. I'm sure that there are questions. I know we just have a couple minutes left. I want to hear from all of you. I think the only other thing that I didn't totally address yet is what Gwen shared around laying the planks. And Gwen, I might need to hear more from you on that, but as you were sharing earlier, you know, what that was really making me think of is the marketing formula. So going back to activating gap, activating vision, and then sharing piece by piece by piece, each plank, like you said earlier, Gwen, each plank of the bridge is the way to set that up. When you help activate gap, people can see where they're starting right now. They're getting a really good assessment of where they are right now. And then when you go from there to helping them understand their vision, then they can see where they want to be. And then you've created this beautiful picture for them of where they are right now, where they want to be. Then your next step is to slow down, to think about the bridge and to slow it down, right? To give them step by step by step. One thing that is important for preview presentations as well as any kind of marketing, I say this all the time, I don't know if I've said it in this group that much, but I feel like I'm saying it all the time, is connect the dots. So what that means is whatever it is that you're teaching or presenting on, you're an expert in it. Your mind kind of moves quickly through that bridge because you've either been doing it for years and years and years, or because it comes naturally to you. Your audiences, it doesn't come that naturally to them. They haven't been doing it for years and years and years. They need for the dots to be connected step by step by step by step. Okay, I just spoke a whole lot, and I'm sure that there are questions. So if you have your hand raised, I'm actually going to lower all hands right now, and then I'm going to ask you to raise your hand again. So I just lowered hands. So star 2, what other questions do you have, or what's coming through you? What are you seeing? What are you learning? Felicia.
I am so happy you talked about taking the time out to get regrounded and sharing the truth about that, because that was probably very highly likely what I needed to do in that moment, was to get regrounded. I was truly discombobulated, and I love that you used that word, because it's like, what's happening here? And then it just, then everything else just kind of went south, not in a terrible way. But
yeah.
It didn't turn out the way I wanted,
yeah,
or envisioned or practiced. So, yeah, I'm so glad you said that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good. I'm glad, too. It's like we forget, right, because we think we're supposed to be the expert, we're the leader, we're on the stage here. We don't get to do that, but we actually do get to do that. So I'm glad you could not only hear it, but really take it in. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good. Michelle.
Hi. So I really appreciated what you said about taking out the technical pieces and going deep with the material. And what I'm pulling from that is coming back to what you said after that, like stepping into that authentic, heartfelt, passionate place. And I know that's what I'm going to do when I get there. But I think because I'm not there, I tend to get a little brainy about things. And is that also what you mean about the technical pieces? Like when I start to get brainy, I start to go like technical.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. So what I observe about you, Michelle, is that you're such a body-centered person. Like obviously it's your strength, but you're also very smart. You're very intellectual. And I think it serves you so much. But what I think happens for you sometimes, you can tell me I could be getting this wrong, but sometimes a protection mechanism for you when you get a little scared or in resistance is you go too much into your head and the intellectual places, mm-hmm, as opposed to staying with that much deeper, the place of gravitas in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Does that land for you?
Yeah, no, that definitely lands.
Yeah, good. So that's something to really be aware of, not just in the moment as you're delivering, but as you're preparing what to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stay in your body in that gravitas and what you know needs to be communicated and delivered.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good. Marnie.
Hey, I want to clarify my understanding of what you mean when you say to really go deeper. And I'm thinking specifically to the preview class that I'm getting ready to do in September that is about energy and chakras, but it's leading into a deeper, more in-depth teleclass over a period, several teleclass. So I don't know that I want to go deeper into each chakra, but I want to go deep. Like I'm trying to figure out where's that line. I want to give a lot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing with that. I'm just like struggling with.
I hear you. Yeah. Okay. You're being very clear. So what I don't want you to do is speak about each of the chakras for, 7 minutes each.
Okay.
In that preview teleclass. That's not going to serve. And also, anyone can just, Google chakras and get whatever you would be able to do in that time.
Yep.
So I want you to – there's a couple of different ways you can approach it. I'll give you two to start to think about and to stir the pot for you. So one is to actually go deep into one chakra. When you make your call to action, you're going to talk about how the others relate to it and how there's even more than that to go into than the one, and then how you're going to go so much deeper into all of them and blah, 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 blah. Like, we can set that up, right? But so one option is to go really deep into one or pretty deep into two of them, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to approach it, if you don't want to do that, is to think about, beyond discussing the chakras, what are the, let me see how I want to ask this question, like, what are the themes that get explored or healed when one really focuses on the chakras? And so instead of describing the chakras, to speak about those things, those dynamics or those vehicles for healing. I don't know if that makes sense. Let me think if I – well, let me ask you, like, when you think about all the chakras, what's a theme that connects all of them?
Well, it starts with energy, which is why I always start with energy.
Yep. So if you go deep in a class on the importance of being aware of energy, on helping people see where they get blocked in their energy, in helping people see what happens when you unblock energy, in helping people get into the nitty-gritty of even just understanding more what energy is and how it functions in their health and their relationships, all of that. And then the call to action is the most effective way to work with energy, to unblock energy, to leverage energy, to create flow of energy, is to work with the chakras. And then to briefly explain each, but as a, you know, part of the CTA, not like part of the teaching, and then does that make sense? So then it's like the chakras are actually the way to go deeper with energy.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense, and it actually would narrow the time of the preview class.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking an hour and a half. Yeah, because I could do that easily in an hour. Okay, so if I'm just mentioning this, so when you say mention the chakras in the CTA, you're just saying, you know, like name them, like the locations.
A little
and maybe
bit
what
more.
You call them, right?
A little bit
okay.
more. You'd say, you know, so you'd say what I just said, the most powerful, effective way to open the flow,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. And in this course, I am going to teach you about each of the seven centers of energy in your body and exactly how to work with each of those centers of energy. We're going to start with the first chakra, which is related to your earliest memories, which is related to your sense of safety, which is related to menstrual issues. And we're going to go deep into unblocking all of the energy blocks and obstacles in those areas of your life through the first chakra. Then we're going to move on to the second chakra. The second chakra is, blah, blah, blah. Does that make sense?
Yes. So it's like a little taste.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That actually makes writing this curriculum a lot easier.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, wonderful. I know that we're at time. Thank you guys for hanging on. I hope this was helpful. Please share what you're taking away in the Facebook group, anything else that you need around this to really go deeper with your preview presentations. I'm sending you all a big hug, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.